This episode is brought to you by the Patel Brothers. Stick around to hear more.
Oh God, one more podcast?
Ek do tin char bol mere talwar goli teri akhni husn di sarkar assi keda katni chalna ni hankar gall meri vakhri sere da main fankar lak di tu morni hil gaya sansar maidan khed ishq da gend phad chak maar dekho maaz aa gaye ne ek do ni chha gaye ne lut lende hass ke ni pangde vi pa gaye ne sun lo ki keh gaye ne dilli wali le gaye ne sharukh di yaad vich madhuri na beh gaye ne deepika da nakhra te
What's good? What's good? Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Desi Standard Time. Maz Ali here.
Maz Khan here.
And that Punjabi fire that just titillated your ears was brought to you by my boy, Abrar Gather, a.k.a. Abrar Ul Jatt. He, my listeners, is the challenger to the throne and moniker of Punjabi MC. I thank you, sire. Thank you.
It was so sick. So dope. I mean, I think there's something about Punjabi or Urdu being used in a rap format. Like, you know, nowadays you see like Bacha and these guys, they do kind of like a very slow rap, right? So when you hear it for real, like someone who's actually rapping like with speed and, you know, like Punjabi MC of the old days, like, man, there's just something so cool about it. Abrar, you killed it, man. That's so sick.
Right. That's my boy, man. That's my boy, childhood boy. He's truly a poet when it comes to the Punjabi language. If you check out the definition and the translation of everything he's saying, it's super eloquent, and super sick. So yeah, but the reason why
we shall post that.
Stay tuned. So today we're. And the reason why we decided to have Abrar, you know, do a little rap for us today. Today we're talking about genres within Bollywood. Now, some of you listening might be like, genres? Maz, what are you even talking about? Yeah, that's right. You are part of the problem. I mean, I'm partly serious. But I mean, we wanted to talk about the movies that have stepped outside the normal Bollywood mold and tried something different.
Right. So in Hollywood, you know, we definitely see genres. Probably in other cinematic universes, we see genres. You go on to Netflix, you sign into HBO Go, maybe you're on Amazon Prime, whatever it is that you're using, on demand, cable, whatever, you could search by comedy, romance, thriller. Like, we have all these different categories. Or you have Bollywood. Like, it's so often just grouped as like its own separate genre, and why should it not be, right? As a community, we've all defined Bollywood to have like this classic musical with a love story component, right? Constraint. And when we stray away from it, like, all hell breaks loose. I know my parents are like, oh my god, I hate this movie, they didn't end up together at the end, what kind of movie is that? Yeah. I'm like, well, that's not real life. Like,
doesn't always end that way. Like,
oh, the end of the movie was divorce. What kind of movie is that?
Yeah.
Like, what? That's reason. Like, it happens. Yeah. It's allowed.
No, I cannot sleep peacefully at night. I cannot sleep peacefully. I have to think about it all night long. I cannot work properly tomorrow morning. What the hell?
Yeah. It's funny because, like, that seems, like, so outside of the bounds. But, right, like, a guy riding a horse underneath a truck is like completely normal.
Absolutely.
And they have no problem questioning.
Hey, look, man. So hey, I'm watching a movie at the end of the day because it's supposed to provide me nonstop entertainment and things that I can't do in everyday life. So if that is defined by a horse,
like, get married.
Yeah. Exactly.
JK. JK.
But if that is also defined by a horse sliding under a big rig, and then me driving a taxi, doing a slight pelvic thrust, and then the entire taxi flying over my enemies? Hell yeah. That's what I want, man.
So be it.
That's what I want.
So be it. So today we're going to be celebrating some of these movies that have really tried to step out of the bounds. And just talking about generally how the Bollywood community has, you know, maybe initially viewed these movies versus, you know, later. Or just seen these movies overall. So let's paint a picture of just how unreceptive the basic community is to change overall. Maz Ali, I mean, share maybe a movie or a genre with me that maybe at the outset didn't seem like it was going to be a big hit or a, you know, a good thing. And then people kind of slowly changed their minds. You got something in mind for that?
You know what I do? And I feel like if I mention this, people are going to be like, no, what are you talking about? But no, this is legit. Gully Boy. As big of a success Gully Boy was or is, I don't think there was a... I don't think people were... At least from my generation. I mean, I think the older generation first saw it and they're like, okay, you're a rap guy. But then they're like, oh, but it's Ranveer. So we love him. We will take my money. We will go watch him.
Right.
I feel like a lot of people from our generation... I showed the trailer to a couple people and they were like, man, what the hell is this 8 Mile ripoff wannabe? Like, wow, there are, you know, 16 years a little too late. 8 Mile came out in 2003. Yeah. Yeah. They're like, yeah, it's 16 years a little too late. What the hell is this? Oh, now we're going to talk about rap. And it's like, no, dude, like, first of all, there's a huge rap scene in Bombay, in India. And we were not exposed to it because, you know, as people that have visited India, as people that have gone to Pakistan, but, you know, a lot of our understanding and perception of our motherland is through Bollywood, you know, even if, like, we like to say, oh, we're big fans of Bollywood and all things culture. But no, I mean, there's a part of it, too, where it's like, I didn't know that was a thing going on over there. So it's really cool to see that highlighted, the rap scene and these other, like, you know, influences. There was a huge hip hop culture within India as well. And it was so cool that the first time ever, Zoya Akhtar blessed us with, you know, this phenomenon.
Right. And I can totally vouch for that. Like, I definitely remember when it was first coming out, people were like, oh, man, this is just like another Indian kid trying to be a hard rapper, which, okay, that is a separate problem, right? We've definitely touched upon this in other episodes where we talk about how every Indian, like, item number has to have an obligatory, song, like, rap portion or whatever. Yeah, because they're trying to like, you know, take over a little bit of hip hop culture or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, of course, and culturally appropriate black culture. That's what it is. And you know, it was just, that's really not what the movie was about. So for those who maybe don't even watch Bollywood movies but still somehow listen to us, first of all, thank you so much for your support. Second of all, check out this movie. It's a really, really good movie, and it's about a real life thing that goes on. Like, there really is an underground rap culture going on in the streets, like the gullies. Gully means street, of Mumbai. And it's about this, like, this guy who just has dreams of becoming a rapper and his struggle. And I know this sounds a lot like the plot of 8 Mile, but it really isn't. It's completely different. It's really well done. And I think it showed, right? Like, the point that I'm trying to make is, yeah, I totally agree with you. My mom initially was like, this movie's probably garbage. Who cares about rap? What even is rap? I only listen to songs about love and poetry. And then I had friends who were like, it's probably going to be whatever. We'll watch it because Ranveer is in it. But, like, really, how good could it possibly be? It's just a ripoff of 8 Mile. And then everyone, since they've seen it, you know, my parents, my friends, me, have been like, whoa, this is, like, my favorite movie. I don't even know the name of the guy who's his co-star, but he's awesome. Yeah. Like, the guy who plays Cher, awesome. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm with you, man. It's definitely a great personification of what we're trying to talk about today.
No, for sure. And I think there is... See, the thing is, and part of the reason why we want to talk about this topic, too, is because we still view, like, even our generation, like, we want the envelope to be pushed a little bit, but at the same time, we still view our own stuff, like, our own... you know, Desi movies, Indian movies, as no, it should be under only the, it's like, we don't give it a chance, is what I'm saying. We still watch, like, Bollywood movies sometimes under the lens of, like, of Hollywood. And so if you're going to be doing that, you know, you're not going to, like, really truly appreciate the movie for what it is, right? And it's like, no, dude, like, Bollywood is trying to take these extra steps and leaps and bounds, like, appreciate that, right? Where it's like, if you're constantly, and you gotta watch from a Bollywood lens, because you can't always be like, oh God, they're doing this again, or they're just trying. It's like, no, dude, give them a shot. Like, you say that that Bollywood is always, you know, just a musical and a love story, but it's like, no, give it a shot. Like, just it's okay, right? Like, it's fine. And I gotta say, sorry to interrupt, but I gotta steal a verse from MC Cher, and to those people that think that, I gotta say, I just had to do that. Sorry.
Are you gonna translate for us or not?
I mean, utanda garaju bukhare tere sar par. That's like, you know, just ease your hot calm down that down. Fever. Calm down that fever. Just finish that hate. You know, just finish it. That's it.
Yep. Yep. I think that you're bringing up a good point. One that I'd like to touch on a little bit, which is watching Bollywood movies with a Hollywood lens. I think that in some ways you're 100% right that you can't do that, right? You can't expect an industry that has never embraced, you know, the Western ideals to all of a sudden push out this Westernized kind of fanfare and movie. But at the same time, you know, I think that the Western influence is great. Ranveer is actually probably the greatest example of this, because I think that you can see in his movies, he, for whatever reason, he does shy away a little bit more from the typical Bollywood actor. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that this guy went to school in the U.S. Yeah. He got his MBA at Indiana. You know, the most American school I could think of on top of my head. So
Midwest.
It's, you know, Midwest, baby. Yeah. So, I mean, he's definitely, I think that there is some value in watching Bollywood movies from a Hollywood lens overall. I don't think that you should critique the movie once it's made. But I think that as Bollywood tries to catch up with Hollywood, and we'll talk about this in a little bit, just about, like, you know, graphics and all that. As it tries to catch up with Hollywood in that regard, one of the things that it can do is take a more critical Hollywood type approach to the movies that they're creating to kind of, you know, just push themselves a little bit more. And I think that Ranveer does a pretty good job with that. I think he pushes himself for any role that he's in. I know that just sounds like we're like his biggest fanboys, but more so I'm just a huge fanboy of this movie. This movie is amazing. I mean, everyone should go watch it right now. It's awesome.
Yeah, and it's great for if you're not a Bollywood fan at all, if you've maybe even never even seen one, this is a great movie to see because it gives you nice, I don't know, like it gives you a nice insight as to everyday life in India, you know, what the common man goes through, the struggles, just the crap people have to deal with. And I think, you know, a lot of movies are just granular and they're exaggerated, so much, you know, glitz and glam. And so, yeah, it's great to be taken out of that norm and to watch something that's, you know, a little easier and like, oh, wow, you feel like you're there with him, you know, and it doesn't feel like I'm watching a spectacle. So, yeah, man, shout out, much love to them. Yeah. So you want to talk about, yeah, I mean, like what else is out there? I mean, as far as.
Yeah. So I was going to say that you touched upon another thing, which is like, you know, it talks about things that people really do go through. And sometimes I feel like Bollywood has kind of shied away from that perspective of like, hey, these are things that go on in real people's lives and not like it's what we were talking about early on. It doesn't always end happily, right? Sometimes there's a lot of adversity and terrible things that happen. And sometimes that is the end, right? And that's okay. That's okay. Like, not every relationship has to end with marriage. That's just not reality. And in the past, I think that... I know, it's shocking. I think in the past, Bollywood just hasn't done a really good job of really exploring all these different things. But as of late, especially, there are some older movies, but as of late, especially, Bollywood is now kind of coming into this genre of, like, movies that make you think, right? Movies that definitely have these more taboo topics or topics that have come to the forefront in 2019 that maybe weren't there a few years ago. And suddenly these movies are actually getting some notoriety and getting some praise. So I'm gonna give you two examples. One is of an older movie that didn't really get a ton of praise anyways. It was still probably pretty well received. This movie is called Kya Kehna, and it's a movie about, it's Preeti Zinta, I believe, Saif Ali Khan. Yeah, and it's a movie about, you know, this basically this premarital sex, whether or not to keep a baby, how to have a relationship with that, like all these topics. Like, I pretty much just said like five things that no Indian parent ever wants to listen to or hear from their child, right?
My ears are burning. Like, yeah
I'm just like, my mom would light herself on fire and jump out of the window at the thought of this, you know, like, so I mean, that's how taboo it really was. And so because it was kind of taboo, it was a pretty good movie. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I mean, as Bollywood movies go in the early 2000s and late 90s, it was pretty good movie. And it didn't really get a ton of notoriety. I think it did do all right at the box office, but it wasn't like anything crazy. It's definitely not hailed as like a success or anything like that.
I never saw that movie, but I just remember the song. She's prancing around in the backyard. Gehenna, right? Like, is that
right? Yeah, exactly.
That is it? Okay. I had no idea
She's prego, man. Yeah, she's carrying a baby while she prances.
Oh, wow. damn, my mind is blown.
It wasn't a bad movie. I don't know if I'd go back and watch it now. But, you know, what we're talking about here is just the taboo subject matter of it. And maybe it would have been a good movie, but because it wasn't Shah Rukh Khan and Amitabh Bachchan, like, facing off, talking about their egos, it just didn't do all that well.
Right.
Now, fast forward to the last few years, and we get movies like, this is one of my favorites, Kapoor and Sons, right? And this movie came out...
When 2016. Did it come out?
2016, so just a few years back. And it's got a pretty good cast, but more importantly, it's got a great story that touches on a lot of different topics that are really, really taboo in Indian culture and Bollywood in general, right? We've got extramarital affairs. We've got sexuality. We've got family values and, like, the commitment to family, which is another thing that I think is starting to creep up on first-generation Indians living abroad, you know, like the kind of responsibility that they have to their parents and whatnot and how it differs from the traditional sense versus the new sense. Could tell I'm the oldest son of a family.
Well, it's funny because I'm thinking about this movie now and it sounds like Hamsa Tante, if you remember that movie.
Right.
They tried to kind of show it, but it was way too unbelievable. Like the small, like, beta, you must do work. Work comes first. And then the family struggles and then it's like, okay, we can dance again. Yay. And it's like a modern twist on, not modern twist, but a modern depiction of and realistic depiction of Hamsa Tante, if anything. Like, yeah, families go through crap. They go through, you know, financial hardship and we all have to step up. And at the same time, we got to balance our own lives and step up to the plate and be like, hey, this is the person that I want to be and this is who I am. And we saw what we saw with Kapoor and Sons.
Hamsa Tante is like the croissant that you had before knowing how croissants are made. And you're just like, wow, this is so good. And it's just bread. Like, it's totally fine. There's nothing wrong with this. Mm-hmm. And Kapoor and Sons is after you find out how much butter goes into every croissant. And you're like crying as you eat it because you know it's so good. But you're like, oh my God, this is really how bad it is for me. That's Kapoor and Sons. Like, well, it's like, done. Wow, well, this done. Is really... how bad it is, all the different layers and how bad they are for you. It's essential.
I didn't understand the magnitude of those two movies until that analogy, so thank you very much. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. You know I love my analogies, man.
Oh, and, you know.
Croissants have a special place in my heart, so
aww.
It only made sense. It only made
you,
sense to connect with
you. Human croissant, human you. Got it.
You're saying I have many layers that are buttery and crisp? Thank you.
You know. A lot to love.
Yeah.
What the hell are we talking? Okay, thank anyway.
I don't know. Anyways, I'm sure there's other movies that fit this kind of mold. Anything that comes to your mind recently that has become more kind of acceptable?
Yeah, I mean, there's also Dear Zindagi, you know, with Ali Abad and Shah Rukh Khan, right? Another good one. Upon mental health.
That one's all about, like, mental
health. I mean,
which in 2019, nothing could be more important.
Exactly. I mean, especially for our culture and our families and our parents, right? A lot of pressures that are inflicted upon us are just, you know, like it's okay. Just get through it. Just shut up and don't cry. We all have been through crap and just get through it. It's like, no, that's, we should talk about some of these things. And it's a very taboo topic in our culture, right? I think we've all had experiences with that, and personal experiences. We've heard, like, you know, pretty tragic stories as well. So it's great. It's great to finally, you know, see that in the forefront and people talking about it.
We're creating genres out here. That's what genres, we're doing. Baby. We're doing it.
Exactly. But anyways, we're going to take a short break. We're going to dive a little bit deeper into other times that Bollywood has pushed the envelope. But this right now, we're going to leave you with this week's South Asian Spotlight, where we showcase a South Asian owned business or startup in the U.S. Be back soon.
This week's South Asian Spotlight is with Patel Brothers, an Indian marketplace for spices, groceries, and more.
If you're in a major city on the eastern seaboard of the U.S., chances are you're also near a Patel Brothers location. Other Maz, you grew up on the West Coast, so this might be news for you. But trust me when I say that Patel Brothers is a part of growing up South Asian on the East Side and in the Midwest.
Really? I mean, look, we had Indian grocery stores on the West Side too, you know.
No, man, this is different. Patel Brothers is an institution. It's like our In-N-Out Burger, but just for Indian groceries.
Okay, yeah, but I mean, what makes it so special? All right, what does it have that other Indian stores don't? Shan masalas? Frozen samosas? Bhindi? Like what?
Hey, look, the bhindi there, very fresh. But Patel Brothers is honestly more than just a marketplace, all right? Growing up, my grandparents used to go there and they'd always tell me about how they felt like it was going home. The smells, the products, the ambiance, the selection. It was the same feel they had while growing up in India, Pakistan, or Bangladesh.
Huh.
And frankly, I wasn't complaining. The biryani always turned out bomb whenever we shopped there because everything from the store was so good and so fresh.
Okay, I'm not even gonna lie. I never looked at a desi store that way before. And honestly, that's pretty powerful. And while you've been talking, actually, I've been reading up on these guys. Bruh, did you know they now also have bakeries with roti machines, fresh naan, dapla, bao, and more? Oh my god, some locations even have kati rolls, curries, or pizza? Wow.
Yeah, I mean, see, look, they're truly incredible. They've taken a simple concept and somehow kept it true to itself, but it's modern for our times. Also, all that talk of food just made me super hungry. I'm gonna head over to the Jackson Heights location after this to get my fix. For everyone else, go to patelbros.com to find a location near you today.
Hey, let me come with you.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Back to the genre episode of Desi Standard Time. Maz Ali here. We are going to dive back into the different genres and different movies in Bollywood that have come across the years that we wanted to give a shout out to. Let's dive right into it. So we got movies that push Desi cinema. Let's see. Some movies that come to my mind, Maz, are Grish, Grish 3, and Koi Mil Gaya.
Oh, yeah.
You recall those movies, my friend?
Of course.
Oh, yes.
I love those. Oh, yes, I love those aliens showing up in... My favorite is my mom's, like, reaction. First of all, my mom is going to start appearing in a lot of these anecdotes just because I watch a lot of Desi movies with my mom growing up, so just bear with me. Mm-hmm. But man, her eyes, when she saw these alien movies, like these superhero movies, she was like, oh, wow. Like, she was just so happy. She doesn't sound like Yoda. That was a terrible impression of my own mother. Please forgive me. But it's like crazy because, you know, like we grew up with like way better effects and whatever in American cinema. So watching my parents react to these characters was awesome.
Yeah, my mom, I think she had a little bit of a different reaction towards it. She saw it and I think she was just like, "Acha, chalo." Like, that's all we needed, right? We needed an alien and a Desi movie. Come on.
Yeah.
But again, it goes back to like going out of the norm. Let's give this little blue Jadu his due, for God's sakes.
Can we take a minute to like talk about how ridiculous it is that like everyone has no problem believing that someone could change locations 18 times in 1 3-minute song, but they have like a really hard time like, oh, there's an alien. That's where I draw the line. I can't imagine that's happening. But everything else absurd that goes on in Indian cinema. Totally makes sense.
Yeah, that doesn't happen. But like I said, it goes back to just wanting to sit there in the movie theater, wanting to plaster your eyes across the big screen and just see, just take me in. Take me on a ride. Yes, I don't have love in my life. Yes. Please take me and show me what love should look like, you know, like show me what happiness ultimately should be like, right? But if you talk about aliens and other like stuff and real stuff, it's like, come on, dude, what are you doing? Like, get a life. We have hard enough lives here already. Let's just not, we don't need to dive into that. Come on now.
Are you suggesting that Bollywood is just a projection of all our problems?
Yes,
that's exactly
what it is.
Stop
putting words in my mouth, bro. No.
Yeah. No, there's,
pretty much.
Yeah. I remember after my first breakup going to the movie theater to watch like some Bollywood movie or another, which is, by the way, the worst thing you can do, or maybe the best thing you can do for yourself. I'm not sure.
Oh, but I don't know. That's yeah.
But I was like heartbroken going to the movie theater, like, oh my God, I just want to cry. And instead I came out like fulfilled and just like, yes, you know what? If she doesn't love me, like, Madhuri loved Shah Rukh, then I don't want it. And I'm just like so full of hope and I don't know. I guess there's two kinds of people, I guess. I'm the loser.
You had a moment, my friend.
The loser
variety.
This is
variety. Good, though. This is the resurgence of Maaz Khan. This is, I like it.
14 years later.
Yes. Exactly. Wow.
Yeah. Anyways, okay, so back to Christian Quimilia. Yeah.
Oh my God, how we digress. Yes. But Krish, yeah, I mean, look, this is another movie. I remember seeing the trailers for it and be like, oh. But actually, the teaser trailer for Krish was incredible because they showed it was so minimal what they showed. You were like, first of all, it said like it's the sequel to Quimilia.
Mm-hmm.
And people remember Quimilia as Hrithik, like, ha, 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 that character who did a great job acting in that movie. My God, he was, that whole scene where he cries because his scooter is broken. Oh, let's teach Rohit basketball, you know? And they just throw the ball into his face and they break his scooter. That's the saddest scene. I remember being emotional and like getting teary, like, dude, don't do that to the poor guy.
Right.
And then Reiki has a whole spiel. Anyway, I'm digressing hilariously, but I'm saying that the movie was about that. It was about this alien. And then suddenly the sequel, holy crap, he grew his hair out. And now he's just hopping from rock to rock and just like dressing all like black leather spandex, like what, it's slightly dominatrix like outfit that Krish is wearing as a superhero. Like what is this?
I'm glad that's where your mind went.
I'm sorry, that was totally
it's fine.
I'm called for.
Now I know what kind of,
oh my God,
outfits you've been looking at on the internet. Anyways, okay, yeah, no, totally,
yeah.
The progression is definitely,
yeah, and it was great. Yeah, and so the lead up to it was great, and then yeah, it was a movie where Hrithik, I think, did a great job being this, you know, simple guy that was like, you know, taken away from the world and was a superhero. And we didn't see a superhero movie, we didn't have anything like that in Bollywood before. And after the movie came out, yeah, there was toys, action figures, all these kids lining up, and there was like a new hero. I mean, when's the last time you saw a brown superhero on the screen?
Not
that's
never.
Right.
Not never. Never.
No, but yeah, never, never.
Right, right. No, for sure. He pushed the envelope, and I think you're right. Like, I definitely thought it was kind of stupid when it was first coming out, and I saw the trailers for it. Yeah. But, you know, since it's actually come out and did pretty well, I mean, kids love it. Kids all over the world loved it when it came out. I guess I was a little too old to really jump on the hype train, but I know that it did a lot. And for the superhero genre overall, within Bollywood. So kudos to Krish and Hrithik.
And I think it's kind of funny because with Hrithik being an extraordinary dancer, the justification of him being such an extraordinary dancer, well, he has superpowers. So that's why he can move that way. And it was like, it just added more to his, I don't know, his allure, if you will. I don't know. I just thought it was a funny, funny little tidbit and extra detail that they added in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was Krish 3, which I barely watched. I think Vivek, your boy, was the villain in that.
Oh yeah.
And Kangana
Ronut.
Was the,
yeah.
Yeah, Ronut, she was in that too. And that's when I first noticed her. I was like, damn, she's an incredible actress, and she's great too because she does a lot of these movies, like Queen, for example, where she. Yeah, just different roles. She doesn't do the normal like stuff that everyone's used to seeing. So she's another like big time player.
Plus, she actively calls out Karan Johar on the regular. So love her. She's great.
Oh my goodness! Speaking of Karan Johar, did you see it when she did it in person on Coffee with Karan?
Yep.
Where she called him out.
You know, it's funny. We did a Coffee with Karan episode and didn't even talk about. Somehow we missed the whole Kangana Ronut like rivalry. So
yeah, what the
expect a special like something from us just about that, because honestly, it does deserve some special attention. Shout out to my friend Lisa who actually pointed that out to me after listening to the episode. Yeah, we'll do something about that. But getting back to the point.
Yeah, and then Maaz Khan.
Yes.
Tell me more about Sanjay Leela Bhansali.
Oh my God. Okay, so before I get into Sanjay, why you got to broach subjects that I hate? So
I just wanted to see you ruffled. That was all.
Success. Congratulations. Okay, so speaking of yes. Alien movies, I was going to bring up PK, which is an Aamir Khan movie, and I was just going to kind of do the opposite of what I'm about to do with Sanjay and throw some praise upon my boy Aamir for always trying to push the envelope with movies like Lagan, which was, you know, almost like a sports movie and kind of the first of its that type. Gajni, which, albeit a straight ripoff of Memento, is, you know,
Memento,
far more complex than any average Bollywood movie that people in India would go see. And then even Dangal, which kind of followed into that whole, like, using sports as a backdrop for drama and family and bigger topics such as, you know, just representation and all that. So, Aamir, keep doing what you're doing, man.
Absolutely.
PK, which was the alien movie, also great about politicians and how they use religion to be more divisive than bringing everyone together. Really political movie, but just using aliens as the storytelling tool. Aamir, always Aamir, man. You a good one. Conversely, we have Sanjay Leela Bhansali, who I can't think. Okay, thank you so much for giving us Devdas, and now just quit because I can't think of a director who doesn't. I hate him. Like, he doesn't do anything different.
I don't know if
I hate him. He just keeps throwing like lavish sets and amazing dresses and costumes that are probably reused, let's be real, at us. And like, okay, so fun fact, I didn't watch Bajirao Mastani until basically like 2 weeks ago, and this is what, September 2019. So I know I'm very, very late to the party, and a big part of that was just I don't trust Sanjay Leela to give me anything good. And I was right.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's good, it's really over dramatic, and the best part of the movie is like how he became like this cool conqueror, whatever, who's Ranveer Singh. You know, he's like, he's supposed to be like this big time conqueror, prince, king, like hand of the prince, hand of the king, whatever,
right.
In the movie. And instead of giving us like any kind of character development or any kind of insight into who he is, we start off with this kind of like Odyssey type scene where he shoots a feather with a bow and arrow.
I love it.
And then we get this like montage of cartoons of his conquest. Like, we don't know who this guy is. We just have like this weird, like Sanjay Leela Bhansali has the sets and money and everything.
No character development.
Nothing. And then we just go through this like 3 hour long saga of, I love her, you can't love her. I love her, you can't love her. I love her, you can't love her. Mm-hmm. And then everyone dies. Classic Sanjay. So, yeah.
I understand you, Maaz Khan, but if there's a Bajirao Mastani part two, sign me up.
You are the problem.
I gotta say this though. No, so I understand your sentiment. I get exactly where you're coming from. But again, it's one of those things I take it for what it is. Like, I'm not going to go watch a Sanjay Leela Bhansali movie because I'm like, the plot and the story, cinematic climax and everything is so like sought after and wonderful, and that's what I'm going for because the plot is so good. It's like, no, I know exactly what I'm going for a Sanjay Leela Bhansali movie. The sets are going to be dope. The acting is going to be a little bit over the top and still entertaining and good. Like, say what you want. And super old school because I have a knack for the traditional characters and whatnot, and then great songs. I'm just going to enjoy it, and that's all I'm going to take out of it. I'm not going to, you know, but I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, and if I could...
I feel your pain.
If I could best compare the ending of that movie to someone who maybe hasn't seen it, I'm sure everyone has seen The Notebook, and I'm sure everyone at the end of The Notebook was like, what the hell? They die together? Like, okay, sorry, spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't seen The Notebook, but like...
They
die together at the exact same time for no reason. Like, that's what happens. That's the same exact feeling that you get during Bajirao Mastani. Like, why? Mm-hmm. Why are they? I understand why he's dying. Why is she dying at the same time? They're not even close to each other.
Because they're in love and they're connected eternally. You disgusting sack.
Keep going.
I mean, that whole scene, I'm recalling the whole scene where he's just wailing his sword in the middle of the ocean while he's envisioning these prancing unicorns and horses attacking him. I remember being in a theater scratching my head a little bit.
Yeah.
And
it's very anyways. Sanjay. Anyways,
The whole point, yeah.
What else is there? So
my whole point was that Sanjay does not push the envelope. I just wish he did. He has a lot of talent. He's obviously created some great movies. Just give us something different, Sanjay. Come on.
No, well, you don't know what he's at. What he has up his sleeve. But here, look, there's other genres as well. Bollywood has actually touched into horror as well. And I wanted to talk about, there was a couple of movies. Let's see. So there was, Raz. There was Raz.
Right.
There was Bhoot with Urmila.
Oh, yeah.
Dharna Manahe had a ensemble cast. It was like Vivek. It was Nana Partekar. I remember watching that movie specifically. There was like some CGI that they added to like make a face like deformed and stuff. So they really did it. And it was cool. It was kind of fun to watch. I remember Bhoot has a scene where Urmila has her own Linda Blair moment where she's like on the bed, she's being possessed. And I gotta say, like, I was kind of giggling at first as a kid, and then I just got enthralled into it. I was like, oh my god, she's really possessed and she's doing a great job. And my family was like, okay, like, you know, like, yeah. Just kind of like giving the snaps and like, okay, Urmila, do your thing. Like, okay, like, we on this ride with you, we believe you. So
right.
It was, but yeah, those are just another examples of some movies. I mean, we don't see scary movies that often in Bollywood. So yeah, shout out to those.
Can
I gotta give us credit.
Can I give just a short story about my mom again here?
Please.
So Dharna Manahe was a decent horror movie, I would say, in the Bollywood genre.
It was like a collection of stories.
Yeah. I do agree that like. The horror movies that Bollywood has put out so far are not amazing, but they're not bad. And, you know, it's definitely a genre that should be expanded in the future, I think, especially considering how much there's, like, a cult following for horror movies here in the U.S. But the story that I had was Dharna Manahe. So for those who don't speak Hindi, Dharna Manahe means you can't be scared. Like, being scared is forbidden. And
weak.
Yeah. And my mom was in Pakistan. We were driving around, and there was a sign that said, Murna Manahe, and Murna means you can't turn here. So that sign means you can't turn here. She read that as Marna Manahe, which means you can't die here. So every time I see this movie's name, Dharna Manahe, I just think of that story of my mom like freaking out at seeing this road sign that she's like, why can't we die here? I'm like, Mom, no, it says we can't turn here. It's just Mama Khan, man. She never fails.
Adorable.
She's adorable.
I gotta
adorable.
Say.
All right. Back to our regularly scheduled programming. I just wanted to share that with our
yes.
followers.
No, thank you very much for giving us insight into Mama Khan. There was, what else? I mean, Sanju was also great as well. Just another movie.
Biopics.
Biopic. I mean, he was dressed as Sanjay Dutt, and he looked a lot like Sanjay Dutt in the movie, too. And, you know, that was, like, a challenge for Ranbir Kapoor as well. And another good movie that's debatable. I think it was another attempt. I think it was a great job for them trying to do something a little bit different. Because, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't know if I recall any biopic, like, Desi movies before.
There have been, like, biopics
I think the
for...
maybe the direction...
There have been biopics for, like, heroes from the wars and stuff, right? Like, Bhagat Singh, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
You can call that a biopic.
That's right, like that.
That's
true.
But really...
Legend of Bhagat Singh.
Yeah, The Legend of Bhagat Singh. And there was another one, too, that was very similar. But there really isn't that many. I think you're right. Like, I think it was a really good attempt. And there are enough stories that can be told. I mean, there's so many good ones.
Right. There is another movie. It was called... Do you remember this? Main Madhuri Dixit Banna Chahti
Hoon? Yeah. I do remember
so
that.
So this was... It wasn't about Madhuri, but it was about a young girl who was aspired to be a Bollywood star. And she does everything. Like, she's, like, super simple. She's, like, you know, from... You know, like, I guess how they say, like, you know, from the Gaon and, like, from the village. So she wasn't modern, as they say. And so she has these, like, aspirational dreams. And she wasn't playing Madhuri, but she was just out there. And she was trying to, you know, live out her dream.
Right.
I feel like I said that, like, 16 times. But anyway, she was there. And it was hilarious because she's just trying to break in. And it was definitely very flattering to Madhuri because, you know, the whole movie is about her. And there's a lot of... You know, cameos and shout outs where that girl, I forget the name of the actress, but that played her. But
Antara.
She's doing.
Antara Mali. Antara Mali, I think, is her name.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know why I know that.
And but it was another good movie. Yeah, but it's kind of also making fun of like Bollywood, right? Like kind of making fun of Bollywood, making fun of itself, kind of like how Om Shanti Om did with like a lot of the award scenes in that movie. A lot of, you know, where Akshay Kumar puts a gun in his like crotch and just hip thrust, and he's like shooting, knocking out all the villains. Like,
amazing scene.
You know, kind of understanding. Yeah, amazing scene. Kind of understanding like this is who we are. This is the fanatics of Bollywood. We understand. Let's have fun with this, right? So I appreciate stuff like that. Yeah. Sports movies as well.
Yeah.
I mean, what are some sports movies that come to your mind, Mazgan?
There's a few. So I mentioned Dungle and Lagan that Amir had done. Also, there's Sultan. There's also Chak De India, which Shah Rukh did. So there's definitely some sports movie. Basically, sports being like the main part of the story. But then there's always like the underlying Bollywood storyline that they have to keep going as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, for sure. I mean, I think sports is a good genre. I think, honestly, what I'd like to see more of, I agree with what you've brought up so far. I think maybe better action. As much as I love seeing Ajay Devgan hump a gun into submission, I'd love to see real action. I mean, Hollywood is like leaps, bounds, and galaxies beyond Bollywood as far as visual effects. And I'd just love to see, you know, Bollywood start catching up a little bit. There's a movie coming out, actually, you know, at the time of recording, there's a movie coming out next week called War with Hrithik Roshan and Tiger Shroff. I'm pumped. It's going to be pretty awesome.
Bodies are pumped.
Bodies are definitely pumped. Say that. For anyone who's looking to see two of the most jacked men from the Indian subcontinent, just go to War trailer on YouTube right now and just be a...
Who move as gracefully as a giraffe and gazelle.
They're both, yeah, incredible dancers. Tiger's actually like a martial arts like black belt or something. So definitely. I'm looking forward to that. So I'm hoping for more movies like that.
No, I feel like if you were born and you're named Tiger, you better be like a martial artist or something. Like you better...
Right,
kick ass to some degree, right?
Right,
like it was. It's his birthright,
for sure. And then I guess the last thing I'll say is just, you know, I love movies that make you think. Christopher Nolan movies come to mind right away. You know, movies that like Inception, Memento, The Prestige. I'd love to see Bollywood directors. Look, it's a nation of 1.3 billion people. There's no way they don't have people who can think of these kinds of storylines and these kind of crazy things. Now, obviously, Bollywood, you know, is not as receptive, but I hope that as the industry starts to kind of recognize that they can branch out a lot more, that those kinds of movies start finding their way into cinemas and we're able to enjoy them. Because I that's really what I look forward to. So that's just my last thought.
Right. Me too, man. I mean, I think we'll always have those diehards. Me.
Me as well.
That like the typical stuff. I mean, like, yeah, who are we kidding, right? I mean, we go, it's a fix. You want to go and just immerse yourself in that. And I think there'll always be that. But yeah, it's so refreshing. It's so cool to see these other like types of movies like come about. And yeah, I'm just looking forward to seeing more. I think we are heading in that direction now. So there'll always be that market. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we're going to love like the traditional Bollywood movie because that's just what we feed off of. So let's just do that. But I think there is a push towards these other types of topics to be covered and other like even like movie styles. Right.
Right.
I mean, Gully Boy again comes to mind. That's something that was shot a little bit differently. It was shot more gritty. It was a little bit more just authentic.
Right.
You know, and I think there's a push to that. I think we're seeing more and I don't know. It's exciting. I'm excited to see what this industry has in store for the rest of us, and I cannot wait.
Yep. Same.
I don't know where that came from, but yeah.
Solid.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh man.
Another episode in the books. Thanks everyone for listening.
Yes, sir.
We can't express how much we appreciate you guys. So continue to follow, like, comment, subscribe, leave us your feedback, and we read it all. I promise. So yeah. Thanks again, and we'll be back very soon with another episode.
Yeah, and if there's any other movies or topics or genres that you guys want to see or we failed to mention, let us know in the comments. DM us, do whatever you got to do. We read those heavily. It's a lot of fun. Thanks again for all your guys' support, and we will see you next time.
Bye.